Jamil, call Jamil. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof goes to the ground, call Jamil, call Jamil, call Jamil. Honey, call Jamil.
At the Home Depot, you always get better carpet at a better price. Plus, right now, you can get special financing, so you get the beautiful new carpet you want today. You get lifetime stain and installation warranties, and a guaranteed low price on the carpet, the pad, and installation. So bottom line, you won't find a better bottom line anywhere else, with better carpet at a better price. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's carousel of co-hosts on the Showgram with JC and Trish, asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
You need a cab company. You need ABC Checker Cab Company. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. That's the phone number. You wait no more than 15 minutes because at ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of their taxi cabs, which means that they will dispatch the cab closest to you, so you wait no more than 15 minutes. It is advanced technology, more advanced than any other cab company. They have uniform drivers, white shirts, black pants, medical transports, courier service, corporate accounts, school accredited, background checks, and they screen all of their drivers. You need a taxi cab, it's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab Company, 314-766-RIDE, or online at abccabcompany.net. That's 314-766-RIDE or abccabcompany.net. You need a cab, it's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab Company.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Written in the stars, a million miles away, a message to the main. Oh, the seasons come and go, but I will never change.
Tonight on Major League Baseball. Oh, wait a minute. This is the one they use for their promos, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think they get to this part on the
I don't think so. 5:15, good afternoon. I'm Bill Clevel, and it's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Welcome to the weekend. Counting down the minutes. Cardinals game tonight. Go Redbirds in Philadelphia. Big round of introductions here. Then we have a few stories to kick around. Then we're going to do a little trivia with a slightly different twist. We'll tell you about that coming up in just a moment. First, spinning the hits, including this one right here. Ladies and gentlemen, gives me great pleasure every Friday to introduce this guy to you, Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill and everyone else. It's a pleasure being here.
Mm-hmm. Here she is, politely applauding for some reason, Tina Dalpiez.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure being
here. Right, and we have Dan Strauss here as well. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Bill. Happy birthday to my wife, Debbie.
Okay, happy birthday, Debbie. Here we go. Let's do a couple of things here, and then we'll do some trivia. You can start calling Dan if you'd like. We're going to play a new game called Who Do You Trust? And it'll work like this. I'll ask a trivia question. The three contestants in the room here will, I guess we'll call you guys like the panel, right?
The
you,
panel?
Like
you guys.
Carlisle.
Oh, nice.
Kitty Carlisle.
Well, let's not get carried away. So Peon or Tina or Dan, or I should say all three of them, will give an answer to a trivia question. You'll be on the phone. You will pick one of these fine individuals here. You'll say, I trust Peon, or I trust Tina, or I trust Dan. Don't trust Dan. Or you can say, I don't trust any of these knuckleheads, and you have to get three of them correct. And if so, we'll make you a little prize package together. We'll start taking those calls right now, and I'd give out the numbers, but all the phones are jammed. Well, what the heck, give them out anyway. 969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. As Dan takes the call, just want to kick around a couple of things here. I mentioned last hour that I have a website. I've got a new website. I'd love for everybody to check it out. It's billradio.com. I've worked very hard on it for the past couple of weeks, kind of redid it, refreshed it a little bit. There's a lot of different things on there. I update it every day.
Is there nothing you can't do, Bill?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to find something that I can't do.
You got a cool little tagline, too, on there. Why don't you share that with
everybody? Well, billradio.com, it's kind of like a radio show for people that can read. That's the website. So I update it every day, different jokes, different snapshots. I mentioned last hour, today's snapshot is a picture of that quadruple rainbow. You want to check that out. There's different audio, got a podcast and all sorts of good stuff. So billradio.com. Let's see what else was like. Oh, today I saw a picture of my high school crush on Facebook.
Yeah.
Did you guys, of course you guys all had a special crush in high school. Yeah.
Mm.
But there's...
I have a crush right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, I'm just...
Orange crush.
No, but it's one of those things, like, it's... I won't say everybody from high school looks different, but you know how it goes when you graduate high school. Things
okay,
kind of
so was it good or bad?
It was great. She looks as good as she did back in high school.
Oh yeah, usually can go the other way.
I'm kicking myself that I didn't speak up and say more because she's married and she has three beautiful young daughters and she's in California.
I'm sure you can
say this.
Bill.
A home wrecker. Her name is Devin and she's unbelievable. And I was blown away because I saw her name and I thought, well, I'm expecting the worst. She's as beautiful as she was. So I don't know. I was very excited to see that today. And one other thing, and Tina, you'll have to chime in on this. There was a girl walking by here just during the break now, and they have like a little school over here. So you have young women who are kind of dressed up in business attire, and this girl walked by and she had a white outfit on, and you could see she had white underwear.
Oh.
Don't women know that if you have white underwear on underneath that you can see what's going on down there?
It's better than black underwear, though,
you
isn't
can
it?
See, yeah, if you have a white outfit on and you have
you pretty much
black
have to go
underwear.
With white.
Yeah,
but they were.
You're saying she shouldn't be wearing underwear at all?
Yeah.
Maybe that
they
is what I'm saying.
Underwear you can't see.
I'm good with that.
Or thong.
Nylons underneath.
Or you can wear. Don't they have skin tone
yes.
underwear? Yeah, you can wear that.
I'm just curious. That's all. And then one more thing. We'll do our trivia here. Apple. Of course, with all the news of Steve Jobs this week passing away, if you had bought Apple, shares of Apple in 1997, well, let's say you bought 100 shares in 1997 of Apple stock, the price was. When Steve Jobs came on, was $21.87. If you had sold that stock, 100 shares of that stock, the day Steve Jobs retired, you would have $150,000.
Wow.
It's kind of...
So it went up a little?
It did. It did go up a little.
That's like $300 a share or something.
I just dropped all my trivia questions on the floor. Can you guys talk about
yourself? Oh, man, you better get it. Careful when
what
you bend
What kind of categories
over.
Do we have, William?
Hang on. I just dropped them all on the floor. Okay, here we go. A little hodgepodge, a little odds and ends. So let's just get right to it. First up is Larry. Larry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
We're doing great. Doing great. Say hi to the crew here.
Hi, crew, and hi, panel. Tina.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Boing.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Wait, that was right after I said hi to him.
I don't think so.
I will ask the trivia question. We'll start with Peon, and then it'll be Tina, and then Dan. And you, Larry, will pick which person you trust. Or you can choose not to trust either of them. You got to get three correct, all right?
All right.
All right, good luck, sir. Here we go. First question. What sport was Jack Dempsey famous for? Peon.
Golf.
Tina.
Boxing.
Dan.
Football.
All right, Larry, who do you trust?
Jack Dempsey. What did Dan say?
I said football.
I'm going to go with Dan.
Okay, so you trust Dan.
I do trust Dan.
Well, you shouldn't.
Someone in here gave the right answer. Right?
The answer actually was boxing.
Yeah.
Thank Tina you very did. Much.
All right, and actually, there's a fish called a Jack Dempsey fish, and it's called a Jack Dempsey fish because its face is kind of beat
swollen up like a
boxer. Yeah.
And it's aggressive, too.
It's very aggressive. Yeah. Larry, thank you for calling. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Larry. All right. Up next is John. Hi, John.
Hi, everybody.
John, what's going
on, John?
Man? All right. Here we go. What Tom Jones hit song was at the top of the charts in 1965?
Wow.
Top of the charts in 1965. This Tom Jones hit song. What was it? Peon.
I go with Tina.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, they haven't done anything.
You have to hear our answers first, John.
Not how it works, John.
Thanks for the support, though, for the other two of us. I will go with What's New, Pussycat.
Okay. Tina.
I'm going to go with Delilah.
Oh. I was going to go with Delilah. Let's see here.
Dan?
I'm trying to think of another. Let's see. What's New, Pussycat, Delilah. And trying to think of another Tom Jones song.
Boy, that's the tough part.
I know.
Wow. You didn't think of this in the run-through, Bill, did you?
No. I can't
think of another
Tom Jones song.
You know what? I should have had a two-person panel. I'm starting
to
finish.
Yeah, you should have.
How about You Can Leave Your Hat On?
You Can Leave Your Hat On.
I don't even know who Tom Jones is, so this isn't fun for me.
Oh, really?
You don't know who Tom Jones is?
What's new, Pussycat?
How old are you, John?
I still go with Tina.
Okay, well, Tina's wrong. The answer, I can't believe you don't know Tom Jones. It's Not Unusual was the answer. You honest to God, you've never heard of Tom Jones. I'm really surprised. I don't know why I'm surprised. He's just
Does he have a locker?
Does he have a locker?
No, it's Davy Jones.
Oh, I get it. All right. Well, John, thanks for playing along with our experiment here.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care. Okay.
Yeah, I can see a younger guy not knowing who Tom Jones is. Yeah. You're a different, you're an old soul, Bill.
Different breed.
What? Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, I'm listening to the AM and the PM show, waiting for the Cardinals to win.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hey, Bill, I've got a trivia question for you, because I rented it last night, okay? You know this. It's Young Frankenstein with Mel Brooks. Who plays the blind religious guy in there when Frankenstein comes into his room?
Who plays the blind religious guy?
Yeah, he's like one of those monks or something like that. I guess he's dressed up as a monk, but he's a blind. And I didn't notice this until I watched the movie last night, but it's really... Do you know who that is?
Mel Brooks?
No.
I have no
idea. Gene Hackman.
Oh, Gene Hackman. Wow.
If you watch it, it's a young Gene Hackman.
All right.
I didn't even notice that before.
Did you hear Gene Hackman right there? He was... Hey, you missed it. Okay, you ready? Here we go, Mike.
I'm ready.
All right. Who was the main author of the Declaration of Independence? Ian.
Thomas Jefferson.
Tina.
John Adams.
Okay. Dan.
George Washington.
I thought he was going to say Tom Jones. Okay, so you have your answers there. Who do you trust there?
I got to go with TJ.
In other words, you trust Peon.
Yeah.
That is absolutely correct.
All right.
There's
one down, Mike.
All right. Do I get a coffee mug?
No, you got to get two more. And then you get a coffee mug.
Hang on. Okay,
not
here
just
we go.
Some easy game here.
Yeah.
All right, number two.
The double jeopardy.
Yes. Singer Amy Grant is married to what country music artist? Peon.
Tim McGraw.
John Michael Montgomery.
Vince Gill.
All right. Who do you trust, Mike?
Amy Grant. Vince Gill.
So you trust Dan?
Well, I don't trust anybody, but I'm guessing.
That is correct. Yes, all Vince right. Gill.
Nice.
All right. Triple jeopardy.
Two.
All right.
Two
oh,
of
man,
them.
Mike.
Let's see here.
This is exciting.
It
I can
is.
Barely contain myself.
Well, let's get the drum roll going.
Man.
Okay.
I'm going to throw up.
Only one state does not have a McDonald's in its state capital. Okay? Of the 50 states, only one of the states does not have a McDonald's located in their state capital. What
That's
is
against
this,
the
what
law,
is,
isn't it?
What is the,
yes, it should be.
What is the state? Peon.
Alaska.
Tina?
Vermont.
Hawaii.
All right, Mike. Who do you trust?
God, eeny, meeny, miny.
You can go on your own, too. You can,
how about
you can,
Transylvania?
You can say you don't trust any of these people.
I'm going to have to say, just this as a guess, that it's going to be wrong because I don't know. I'm just going to say Hawaii.
Does he know he can say nobody?
Yeah, yes. you can you can say no to all
you
of us.
You can say no to all of them.
And you can pick your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can pick
say
your
no.
own.
Well, I'm just... I'm going to change it anyway. I'm going to change it to Alaska. I'm a gambler.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't have gambled this one because somebody on the panel got it right.
Really?
Oh.
Tina Dalpiers,
right.
Vermont. Mountaineer of Vermont does not have
Tina.
A McDonald's.
How would they know that?
We don't.
She
Montpelier?
Yeah.
Did you Google it?
No.
No, it was just a guess.
No. She knows.
Wow, good guess.
She knows her trivia. Mike.
I don't think I'm going to go to Vermont then.
All right, Mike, have a terrific weekend. Right. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right. Kind of like this. This is Brian. Hi, Brian. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys.
What's
hey,
going
Brian.
On, Brian? All right, Brian, let's try this one here. The most populated cities in America are New York, followed by Los Angeles, and then Chicago. What is the fourth and most populated city in the United States? The fourth most populated city in the United States. Peon.
Houston.
Tina.
Austin.
Miami.
All right. Brian, what do you think?
I'm going to say, I'm going to go with Dan.
Miami?
No, it was actually on the Peon. Houston, Texas.
Wow.
Thanks anyway, guys. Amen. PM.
Thanks, Brian. Take care. Hallelujah. Let's do one more here. This would be John. Hi, John.
Hello. How you guys doing?
John, we're doing great. What's going on, man? How was your week?
Doing good. I got a three-day weekend, so
right.
I'm trying to be like Frank.
Nice.
That's right.
I wish we all could have that.
All right. Who was the first guest on Late Night with David Letterman and the first guest on The Late Show with David Letterman? Peon.
Tom Hanks.
Tina.
Tina.
Rodney Dangerfield.
We are off at 6 o'clock. Tina, you said Rodney Dangerfield? Okay. Dan.
I'm going to go with Steve Martin.
Okay. John, who do you trust? Or do you trust any of them?
I don't really trust any of them.
Okay. You want to give an answer?
Nope.
All right. Well, that's all right.
Oh, that's they don't right. have to. They no. just have to say,
he gets
okay.
A, he gets gotcha. The point. The answer was Bill Murray. Bill Murray was the first guest on the Late Night with David Letterman show and the Late Show with...
Oh, so he gets a point when he doesn't go with us and he doesn't give an answer.
Yeah, absolutely. He's saying we're all wrong.
Okay.
And in this case, he was absolutely absolutely correct. Let's see here. How about this? On the show Gilligan's Island, what state did Marianne come from? Peon.
Alabama.
Tina.
Kansas.
Missouri.
John?
I think I'm going to go with Tina.
That is correct.
Woo-hoo! There you go, John.
She was from Kansas.
I liked her shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Marianne was hotter than Ginger.
I agree.
Okay. How about... Hang on here.
Then there was Mrs. Howell.
Well, yeah. Bah,
bah, boom. Just gonna...
And Thurston.
Lovey.
All right. I think this is an easy one. What is the largest continent on Earth? The largest continent on Earth. Peon.
Antarctica.
Tina.
Asia.
Ketchup.
No, continent, Dan. Not continent.
Oh, condiment?
This is why you don't trust Dan, you see?
Come on, Dan.
He only does jokes for himself anyway.
That is true.
North America.
North America. Okay. John, what do you think?
I hate to say it, but I think I'll have to go with Eon.
If you say ketchup, I'm hanging up on you.
I like relish myself.
You're going with Eon the Peon. Your answer was Antarctica. The answer is Asia. Should have went with Tina.
Tina.
Oh, goodness, you were so close.
Yeah, well, can't win them all.
That's all right. John, have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Thank
Talk
you, sir.
Later.
Okay. All right, we'll wrap that up. That was fun.
Oh, one more?
Oh, you want to do one more?
Yeah.
We got time now.
Let's try to get a winner. Come on.
Let's try to do one. Okay.
Let's give away all those great prizes we have.
Yeah.
What? How about Alan? Hey, Alan, how are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Alan, we're doing terrific. Y'all ready for a Cardinal victory today?
Go Cardinals.
Or tonight, I should say.
Go Cardinals.
All right, let's try this one here. This game was invented in 1954 by a Canadian couple and first marketed in 1956. It's still one of the best-selling games on the market today. What is that game? Peon.
Board game?
A board game. Oh, yeah, I call it a board game, sure.
Oh. What was the year? 1954?
Was invented in 1954 by a Canadian couple and first marketed in 1956. It's still one of the best-selling games on the market today.
Monopoly.
Tina?
Life.
Shoots and Ladders.
Okay. Alan?
My guess is Monopoly.
Okay, so you're going with Peon? No, that's not right. No. It was Yahtzee. Yahtzee.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. A Canadian couple.
How about that? All right.
Yahtzee, eh?
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for putting up with this.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right.
One more.
One more
time.
One more, Bill.
All right. This is Jerry before we go. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Okay.
Come on, Jerry. Let's do this.
Okay.
All right.
What was the name of Martin's dog on the TV show Frasier? Peon.
Bob.
Tina.
Hang on. It'll come.
Oh my, this was a huge
Snoopy
show.
Eddie.
Okay. So, Jerry, who do you trust, man?
Oh, God, I've never watched an episode of it.
It's a great show. Love this.
Yeah, I know. Can I pass on this one like the guy a while ago and go with no answer?
If you don't think any of them got it right, you can say that.
God,
you bet.
If I guess, I'll be wrong. So
you don't have to guess. You can just say that you don't trust any of them.
I think I
don't. I don't trust any of them.
Okay, Dan Strauss got it correct. Eddie was the answer.
Oh man! There you go, Dan.
Well, Jerry.
Eddie Spaghetti.
Eddie, yeah.
Because he had worms.
What is wrong with him? All right, Jerry, I appreciate you calling. You have a terrific weekend. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Thanks, Jerry. Okay, all right. Well, no winners, but we still had a good time,
game,
right?
Bill.
We all learned
a little. That's the one you pulled out.
Learned a little something.
Almost flawless with this
group. All of my games are great. You guys just don't know how to play.
Unless one of us can't come up with an answer.
Well, that is true. We may have to work on that for the next time. So there you go. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will talk with Mike Evans. He will be live from Southern California, and I wonder if he'll talk about this. Ashton Kutcher was found naked in the hot tub with the four chicks. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, he said it on my woodwork.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
And then
yeah.
Two of them spent the night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he'll talk about it.
But yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
We didn't discuss
it. That's what we discussed.
I just mentioned it. We didn't discuss it.
Oh, okay. So that's isn't he? Is he still married? I think is she mocking me? I think she's making fun.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, Demi was on some talk show, and she said they're still wearing their red wedding rings and everything, and everything's fine.
They went to Kabbalah separately and left separately. But
wow.
They went.
So she didn't care that he was in the hot
tub?
Oh, yes,
she cared.
Oh, she did care. Yeah. So there's trouble in the
paradise.
In paradise, yeah. Right. Okay, I'm just curious. Let's take a break. Back in a few. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic sponsored by John Beal Roofing, and here is the laughing Jim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Jim?
I can't help it. I mean, Bill, and we've all known Dan how long, and Bill's just now going, what's wrong with you?
No, I've said that every day of the last 12 or 15 years that I've known him.
He keeps raising the bar, though. That's the problem.
First time I met Dan over at Y98, I met him, and I'm like, what's wrong with him?
Hey, at least he's consistent. You got to hand
right.
it.
Right.
He's
consistent and he's a lot of fun. I'll tell you that. Hey, we've got a pretty pretty weird, bad situation up on northbound 270 north of Page. It's actually midway between Page and Dorset. We've got a crash. They've got four left lanes blocked. And then they've got only the right lanes getting through. Before they shut the lanes down, right at Dorset, there was a little car that was stalled in the right center lane, and somebody came by and hit that. So we've got another accident right over Dorset, and that has traffic backed up now approaching Ladue. They cleared that accident southbound 55 south of Rivas. Traffic is still slow from Loughborough all the way down through Lindbergh, and that's in pockets. Looks like we're on eastbound 70, and we've got a new accident, westbound 70, a new accident just after Highway 94. The left lane is blocked. Traffic is getting through there, but it starts slowing down from Zumbel all the way out through T.R. Hughes. And then we have southbound 270. That's bumper to bumper from Page down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Major League Baseball on TBS. The Cardinals force Game 5 in Philly and turn to Chris Carpenter to equal Roy Halladay. Don't miss Diamondbacks Brewers going on now. Cardinals Phillies as they play Game 5 later this evening only on TBS. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS tonight with Steve Cochran.
All right, my mom's back picking football games. You know, it's nothing quite like bonding between a son and his mother. And my mom will finally be back on the show after, well, doing other shows behind my back. She claims it was her agent that booked her. She'll be on tonight picking the NFL weekend. I know your mom's picks might be good, but my mom's picks can beat your mom's picks anytime.
KTRS tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Join in the fun at the Great River Road Chestnut Roast, Saturday, October 8th from 10 to 4 at Forest Keeling Nursery in Ellsbury, Missouri. Enjoy a fun-filled day with food, arts and crafts, fun activities for the kids, and of course, fresh roasted chestnuts. There'll be live music performed by the local gents, and you can sample Gina Yu's flavorful Asian cuisine. Forest Keeling will also have a wide variety of plants, RPM-produced trees, shrubs and plants on sale, including selections of their popular Chinese chestnut. Admission is free. For more information, visit their website at fknursery.com or call them at 800-356-2401. It's fun for the whole family. It's the second annual Great River Road Chestnut Roast, Saturday, October 8th from 10 to 4 at Forest Keeling Nursery off Scenic Highway 79 in Ellsbury, Missouri. Call them at 800-356-2401 or visit their website at fknursery.com.
Do you feel like you run out of steam long before the day is over? Are you spending a fortune while choking down 5 or 6 different vitamin and antioxidant pills a day to try to get that feeling of wellness, and it's still not working? Neovitin is for you. Neovitin is a multivitamin created by a local practicing physician and formulated right here in a certified U.S. manufacturing lab. This nutritional supplement is a special blend designed to give you countless health benefits. Each Neovitin tablet contains sensible doses of 20 different essential vitamins and minerals, plus 4 separate antioxidants, which are believed to provide defense against free radicals. If you're looking to improve your health, you should try Neovitin. Neovitin is now available in several area pharmacies. It's also available in your local Schnucks pharmacy. To find out where to get Neovitin in your area, go to neovitin.com. That's N-E-O-V-I-T-I-N. Neovitin.com.
Hello, I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV in Eureka. Why are RVs so popular? Well, you're not limited to 2 carry-ons. Instead of a diet of peanuts and pop, your refrigerator is filled with food. Legroom, bedroom, bathroom, all there. And the chances of getting strip searched are minimal, unless you want to be. But the best part is traveling at your own pace with family and friends and all the comforts of home. It's the journey, not just the destination, that is most rewarding. Whatever your lifestyle, Byerly has an RV for you, from economical tent trailers to luxury motorhomes, and always late model trade-ins.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Need some extra cash in your pocket? Hey, Mike Kelly here, and right now at the all-new West County Nissan, get $500 Columbus Day cash and receive discounts up to $10,000 on select models. Plus, get 1 year free maintenance during the Gas and Go Grand Opening Celebration, now through Columbus Day only. Get your Tiger Tails down to West County Nissan, now open 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com.
Tootsie Rolls! Donate to help the children!
For decades, you've seen them, knights in yellow armor, volunteering to make a difference. What you may not know is that every Tootsie Roll is making a profound difference in the lives of thousands of kids. The Knights of Columbus Developmental Center at SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center is a leader in early diagnosis and intervention for autism and other learning difficulties.
Thank you, sir.
Honor these knights this weekend, October 7th through 9th. Donate to Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center and help a child beat their disability.
God bless.
bless you, and enjoy the Tootsie Roll.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
Aloha Friday indeed here at the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Time now to check in with Mike Evans. Brought to you by the good folks at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Online at thompsonprice.com. And here he is, everybody, Mike Evans.
Give it up!
What's happening, man?
Hey, we start with a pop quiz. Alice Cooper says that his father was a very big part of his life. What did Alice Cooper's father do for a living? What was his profession? Was he a professional bowler? Heart surgeon? Minister? Answer in just a minute. At the Dr. Conrad Murray trial today, the court heard a part of the police, the original police, interview with Murray. The interesting part is that Murray says that he only left the room for 2 minutes to go to the bathroom. When he came back, that Michael Jackson was in trouble. That's what he said. I don't know that that's going to play out, how that's going to play. We still have more of the tape to hear on Monday. It'll be interesting. Yesterday, the coroner investigator mentioned that fingerprints on the various IVs and the propofol bottles, that all of the fingerprints matched that of Dr. Conrad Murray's, which makes some people believe, since the defense says that Michael gave himself a shot that killed himself, how come Michael's fingerprints aren't on anything? Mm-hmm. Well, the defense still hasn't had their case. The defense might have something that has Michael's fingerprints, but that is going to be a very big part of the case for the defense. By the way, did you know that Dr. Conrad Murray's father was a doctor as well?
Mm-mm, no.
He was a doctor in Houston, Texas, and his father also had problems of prescribing too many drugs to patients.
Wow. Runs in the family.
I was surprised how many good-looking girlfriends this Dr. Conrad had. They showed his girlfriends up on the stand.
There's a lot of good-looking girlfriends.
I guess
Seven women in the last 6 years, seven children with five women.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounds like a party.
Been kind of busy for a sale. Been kind of busy. TV review tonight on ABC TV, an incredible true story about two high school boys, one named Larry, a biracial, flamboyant gay student who had a crush on another student, a straight kid by the name of Brandon. Larry kept hitting on Brandon, asking him to be his valentine, told him he wanted to take him to the prom. Brandon did not want the attention, didn't want to be involved, became very embarrassed and very upset over the whole thing. Brandon brought a gun to school and killed Larry. Brandon was tried for first-degree murder as an adult, and the jury came back hung. There will be a retrial, and the show tonight tells the story about these two students, both students totally messed up, very horrible parents. One of the kids was adopted, beaten, drug addicted. It's just a horrible story, but amazing show of how this whole thing came about, and how actually both of these kids, as messed up as they were very nice kids. Amazing show. It's on ABC, 9 o'clock Central Time, 4 stars. Hey, Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
Oh, come on. She's caught.
I'm sorry. Don't see it. She's what?
She's hot.
Oh.
She has a nice body, but that's about, I don't know about
Gwyneth Paltrow and Cameron Diaz are going to be doing a record together. I don't know if they can sing that much. Well, we know that to a certain degree that Gwyneth can sing, but they're going to do an album together, which might be kind of interesting. So Alice Cooper, who would have guessed? His father, big part of his life, professional bowler, minister, or heart surgeon?
Tina.
I'm going with minister.
Minister.
Heart surgeon.
Minister.
It is a minister. Oh, yeah. And finally!
Oh, no.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along! Aloha Friday, over to Monday, we're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Come on. St. Louis Cardinals, get her done.
Yeah.
That holiday like a red-headed stepchild waiting for the school bus. Little Yokalani, Lonnie, Lonnie, O'Day, look who. Kai, hoo, hoo, ho. Kill away, Kamiki, Kai, hoo. Wabi, little Kamiki, Kakakari, ho.
Anana Kuli, Makawani, Yana, Ona, Nana Lula, Hawaii.
Mike Evans on this Aloha Friday, brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. They can help you with kitchens, baths, home remodeling. ThompsonPrice.com is the website there. Mike Evans, official sponsor here each and every afternoon on the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550. All right, so what are we going to do here? We got a few minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
Peon was just showing me a video a little while ago about, I mentioned earlier in the show today that I play badminton from time to time. I know. Hey, laugh it up.
No.
I was talking to the listeners. Laugh it up. But you showed me something that was even more entertaining than badminton, and it's a sport that's primarily done overseas in Asian countries,
Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, over there. Singapore.
What is it called?
It's called CPAC Takraw.
What?
CPAC Takraw.
Yes, and it looks like I've seen this before, and I just showed Bill for the first time. It looks like it uses the same net as badminton. But these guys, I mean, and it looks like two or three guys on either side. It kind of looks like a badminton court, but they can only use their feet with this ball that I guess is about the size, like a very small basketball.
And looks like in the same dimensions of a badminton court, smaller than a tennis court would be, and they can only use their feet. And the ball, how big would you say the ball is?
Oh, I would say 8 inches maybe.
They can't bounce it off their knee?
No, it's only feet.
These guys, I'm telling you, they're up in the air kicking this thing.
I mean, they do a spike like volleyball, and they get their foot that high over the net.
And it looks like they have a guy initially that pitches the ball
to the server,
to
the
guy that kicks it over, and then they can only kick it back and forth. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So that would definitely be worth it.
Hey, you didn't tell the end of the story to the naked gal in the shower. You started that story and said you're going to finish it.
Whoa, I forgot all about that.
Thank you, listeners. We've got to keep Bill on his toes.
I'm sorry.
He's trying to jip us.
Well, I'll tell you, let's break and then I'll come back and do it. And it's not really a... Well, here, when we come back, I'll give you the conclusion. I promise I won't forget. And it was an advice column. A guy wrote in and said... Or a woman
tried sneaking out of here.
A woman wrote in and said that her neighbor had the, you know, windows open, and they could see inside her house and could see them shower. So I'll give you the answer when we come back. On the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. So is it still a mess on northbound 270?
It's a mess everywhere, Tina. Yeah, the northbound 270. The first accident, which is closest to Page, they've got two left lanes blocked. And then the other accident that's near Dorset, they've got two right lanes blocked. Traffic is a solid jam midway between Highway 40 and Ladue all the way up through north of Page. And then on southbound 270, you're jammed up now between Dorset all the way down through Highway 44, and that's because on westbound 44, a little bit west of the Merrimack River Bridge, you've got an accident, multi-car accident. They've moved it to the left shoulder, but that's causing people to slow down, and that's backing up onto 270. And also on northbound 270 on the ramp to eastbound 44, you've got another crash there causing problems. On, westbound Olive, that's pretty well jammed up from Highway 270 all the way out through 141. Now, westbound 40, that is slow now between 270 and Maryville Center, but then from 141 out to the Boone Bridge, you've got some slow-to-stop-and-go pockets there. Looks like eastbound 70 now is slowing midway between Zumbel and Cave Springs all the way through T.R. Hughes. And southbound 55, you're still going to find slowdowns from, looks like, River de Pere through Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Major League Baseball on TBS. The Cardinals force Game 5 in Philly, and they turn to Chris Carpenter to equal Roy Halladay. Don't miss Diamondbacks Brewers going on now on the Cardinals in Philly as they play Game 5 later this evening, only on TBS. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tiger Nation, KTRS has you covered all season long. Whenever there's breaking news on Mizzou, turn on the Big 550. Plus, we'll hit your mobile device with alerts, including reminders just prior to our pregame coverage. And we can send you the final score if you're ever out of earshot. Simply text MIZZOU to 84126. Message and data rates apply. This is the home of the Tigers, the Big 550, KTRS.
When it comes to remodeling your kitchen or bath, you should demand the best. And that's exactly what you'll get from Granite Busters. Granite Busters is the only company around to offer a lifetime installation warranty. You heard right, a lifetime installation guarantee. And nobody beats a Granite Busters price quote. Nobody. Countertops, fireplaces, vanities, sinks, shower surrounds, outdoor kitchen tops, and bar tops. If you want it done right, at the lowest price, then you want Granite Busters. The holiday season is here. Upgrade the look of your kitchen, bath, or fireplace before the guests arrive. Call Granite Busters now. 636-282-3900. That's 636-282-3900. Online at granitebustersstl.com. Or visit the big showroom at 1752 Jeffco in Arnold. Expect the best. That's exactly what you'll get at Granite Busters.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears with top brands and our price match guarantee. If you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
This week at Sears, save $150 on a Toshiba 40-inch 1080p LCD HD TV. Only $399.99. Plus, ask how you can get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store for price match policy and offer details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 10/8.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
At Advance Auto Parts, get a gallon of Prestone Full Strength Antifreeze for just $7.99 after mail-in rebate. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Pre-rebate price $16.99.
Before we get out of here, earlier in the show, I was talking about a columnist in the UK, David Eddy. And I'll paraphrase what the question was. A young lady wrote in and said that her window in her kitchen, she was able to see her next door neighbor in their bathroom, see them showering and stuff. So, they, yeah. You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she wrote this advice columnist and said, you know, she'd been, you know, maybe trying to flash the kitchen light, see if the lady would get the message, no change. And so this lady would keep, you know, shower. All right, so here's basically the advice that the guy gives her. And I'll read it what he says. Now, I confess there's a couple of things I don't understand about this question. One, if you can see naked shower girl, why can't she see you? I suppose the glass on her shower is just sort of translucent. Two, if you really don't want to see her and you have your blinds on your window, why don't you just leave them closed? Get back to that in a sec. Maybe I'm missing something, but you may be missing something here too, madam. I mean, she'd be plenty dim not to know her shower faces your kitchen. Maybe she's ignoring the flashing lights. Maybe she wants to give you a show. Maybe she's advertising, hoping one night you and your husband will ring the doorbell and ... It says ... And maybe your friendly neighborhood advice columnist shouldn't go down that road of speculation, or I might wind up needing a shower myself, a really long, cold one. But no, in your shoes, I wouldn't approach her or leave a note. Talk about mortifying for all parties concerned. Also a little presumptuous, possibly even a tad unseemly. And it could lead to all sorts of uncomfortable questions like, how long have you and your husband been watching me shower? And why didn't you tell me sooner? Are you prepared for that conversation with her? Or, sorry, immature, the one where she answers you by saying, well, do you and your husband like what you see? Listen, it's fun to contemplate. We should all have such dilemmas. But in the end, it's pretty straightforward. I can sum up my advice in four words. Keep your blinds drawn. That should solve the problem, that is, presuming you, both you and your husband, really and truly want it solved. I can tell you, if I could see, well, I better not tell you what I would do in my neighborhood.
No.
There's nobody that I want to see in my neighborhood anymore. There you go. Okay. All right. I'm not really sure that was worth all the hype, but there you go. If you want, David Eddy, advice columnist over in the UK. All right, well, that's it. Have your a wonderful weekend, And you guys got big Cardinal plans tonight? Where are you guys going to watch the big game?
I have no idea.
Not sure yet.
Maybe we'll all go to Ian's house.
My world's an open book.
Yeah, mine is too. I don't know.
You got the cable TV at your house, right?
The cable TV, yes,
yeah,
I do.
We'll all come to your house.
I think they just strung it to Shrewsbury last week.
How much time we got? A minute?
Yeah.
I got an email just a few minutes ago from a very nice lady, and she works for you've heard of the Rio Syrup Company? They make mm-hmm. all the snow cone syrup.
Sure.
Very nice lady. Her name is Addie, and she sent me an email, and she said that her mom, I think it's her mom, she's 96 years old, huge Cardinal fan, and apparently the mom lives like two streets over from me. She invited me to go to sit and watch the ball game with the 96-year-old mom, and said that would be a great time.
Are you going to?
I'm considering it. That might be kind of a hoot.
Yeah.
So there you go. Cardinal fan. Me rocking on with the senior citizens watching the Cardinal baseball game tonight.
After spending the night with Bill, she go, man, he acts like he's an old person.
Yeah, she'd want to get with somebody else, and she wants to party.
Yeah.
That would be
Boy, Bill, don't you do anything?
All he wanted to talk about was Ed Sullivan.
Yeah. Ed Sullivan.
I'm not that bad, am I?
Oh, no, you
have
not
a complex driving home. Oh, even a Christmas.
Wanting to watch TV or
Hey, guys, have a great weekend. Go Cardinals. Have a great rest of your Friday night. See ya.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer.